This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Right, a question, 844-999-OLA.
Following up on the comment that just came in, we have the guy who says his neighbor, 65 years old, for the last year, they've been learning to play drums. They choose to play them late at night. The guy also happens to be legally blind. So someone else comments and says, hey, my daughter was born legally blind, and she is truly gifted musically. I think in this situation, age might have something to do with it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I really think they're probably right about that. All right, back to the phones. Robin, random, line two, please. Line two brings us Patrick. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, Patrick, welcome to the program, the random question. Let's go with this one. Patrick, what perk have you gotten at a current or previous job that you really enjoyed? What was the best perk you've got from any job?
I mean, honestly, it's got to be... Oh, man. Maybe working in restaurants, getting free food?
Yeah. It's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
Depending on the restaurant, man, that
what
is
did you,
strong.
What did you do at a restaurant?
Cook.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there a line where the cooks in the back of the kitchen... Do they ever have any shot at all with any of the wait staff?
Mm-hmm. It depends. The sous chef I worked with got with a couple of different waitresses at the restaurant I worked at.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it seemed pretty, not always, but it's...
Is that the toughest position in the restaurant to be to try to hook that up?
I mean,
would you be better off if you're a bartender, obviously?
I don't know, man. A buddy of mine who I worked with on the line, there was a waitress up front. She was cool, but, you know, inevitably, they have to come into the kitchen because they got to pick up their food. Every once in a while, there's a debate about who was wrong about whatever the hell has gone down, right? But I realized, just like anything, if she came in and debated her meal, he got really pissed about it, and the two of them would go back and forth. They're married now. That's one point, right? So I think it's like anything where you kind of get a sense, but you don't want to do too much because most restaurants, inevitably, you end up being very close. And the one thing, and I think you agree with this at restaurants, it's one of the most incestuous jobs you can get where it's like, look, if you work in a business for 20 years, you will work with the same people 15 more times at 15 different places. So you don't want anything to be too weird.
Plus, it's the restaurant industry. I just think once you work in it, like there's people hooking up with everybody.
It seems that way.
Like, I mean, being the bartender for the outside view is always going to be like the coolest job, but
they do all right.
But
though.
I mean, right, kitchen.
They do all
any
right.
Any place I ever worked, it seemed like there was a lot of hooking up and partying between the front
everybody.
Of the house, back of the house.
The right? only
it's just
position,
like you work in the house.
The only position I think you get the least is dishwasher.
Yeah,
I mean,
generally
honestly,
they don't hang out as much either.
They don't hang. You know why? Because if you've ever worked dishwasher, because when everyone else is hanging out, hey man, we have shut down the restaurant. It was busy. Maybe tempers flared, but now we are done. We have survived this. We have done it together. We're all going to go sit at the bar where our bartending friend is. They're slinging us the free drinks, and the camaraderie comes back. And in the background, that sound of the mop bucket—that's the dishwasher. That sound of the back door
he's
opening.
Still not done.
And right, he's just never done. And by the time he's done, finally. Spraying down the rubber mats and all the crap and weird stuff that's stuck in them. We're ready to go home because we're tired, man. We've done too many drugs. Yeah, dishwasher, it's the worst gig.
Reason we ask, what perk do you get with your job? This is going to be a great deal, especially if you live in the country of France. An employee for a French railway company went into cardiac arrest and he died during an adulterous sexual encounter with a perfect stranger while on an out-of-town assignment for work. A Paris court recently deemed it a workplace accident. And they're now holding the employer liable. The workers' comprehension case, which was in a Paris court of appeals, ruled that the incident involved a worker and could be considered a workplace injury because, according to the judges, a worker is still an employee, employer's responsibility while on a business trip, even during off hours, and even if he's not doing something job-related, as long as he doesn't deviate overall from his assignment mission. So they offered basically proof that the worker, he did complete his tasks, but this didn't have anything to do with it. But either way, they say anything incidental as anything to do with everyday life while he was there, eating, showering, having sex outside of marriage or in marriage, could be expected to be covered by the company's insurance if he was injured or killed during any of these activities. So the family, they actually got paid because this guy had a heart attack while having sex with a woman that he met when he was on a business trip.
And the company is on the hook for this.
That is, well, the insurance company
is on the hook for this.
So, yeah.
That is quite a perk. Speaking of perks, people have chimed in. They says, my perk was a tattoo shop. I got to hook up with the shop's counter girls in the tattoo shop, and the owner wasn't there. Best job perk, working at the movie theater. Free movies and 50% off on concessions. You only got 50% off?
Just reuse a cup.
Right, like.
That's
Come
the only thing
on,
they're
man.
Counting.
God, you know what I feel like we should do, and it's terrible, because we're not role models, but I want to go into these places that are populated by teens, right? So you're working retail, you're working at movie theater, fast food, you name it. Like, listen, what do you guys do to scam the system? Mm-hmm. And they'll tell you what it is. Like, there's a better way. You guys are not running a big enough scam, man, and it's almost disappointing, because Ryan, as you pointed out, reusing the cup. Like, come on, man, that's the solid go-to when you're working at movie theater.
It really is. And my buddy did it, and he was an assistant manager at this place, and this is many, many years ago, probably 30 years, but the deal was this. The only way they kept inventory was cups. So if you took your one Coca-Cola cup that you bought for that night, you could fill it up as many times as you want. If you go into the movie theater, and in between every movie, you got to go in there and clean stuff up. The biggest bucket of popcorn, let's assume at that point in time, it was $7. It was a ridiculous amount of money. But they only counted the buckets.
Right.
They never counted the popcorn.
Right.
So my buddy would go in there and get four relatively unscathed popcorn buckets that didn't get butter with him, if he preferably could. He would take those, and then he would sell them, and he would pocket all of that money because those had already been sold. So with popcorn, you just scoop it in, put it in, put some butter on it. Well, he'd pocket the $7. He'd get like three or four of those a night. He'd walk out with $30. He was good to go.
That's the dude that are doing those pizza, man. I'm working the front up there. Oh, you wanted a, what was it? You wanted either one of the frozen pizzas out of the back, I would just bring that in as a pizza to go. So the guys would make a pizza, I got free pizza. Or if you wanted pizza to go, I'd bring it in at the frozen. Either way, I ended up pocketing money and eating pizza. Sorry, Unos.
It's just part of the deal.
Just once.
Just one time for 6 months. But
just one.
Yeah, I worked at a place that isn't there anymore, and we used to do the same thing. Like, if you came in, like, I'd give you a discount on a case of beer.
Of course.
But we wouldn't really charge you.
No. Right, and keep the money, man. It's real simple stuff. Mm-hmm. Robin, line one, please. Line one. Hello, Dean. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, brother?
Hola. Hola. All right, Dean, let's see here. Got a random question for you. Dean, it's pretty simple. What did you step on? What do you remember stepping on?
All right. I got hit by a car or whatever. So, like, I have no peripheral vision out of my right eye at all. So, like, I I'm lazy. I don't go. I live in the woods, so I don't go in the house to pee. I go off the back porch. Well, I've got a dog who refuses to go out in the rain, and so he deuces right on the back porch. So I step in poo all the time.
But you keep doing it. I mean, but you said, like, repeatedly you do this.
I get so stoned that I forget to look down.
And you said you live in the middle of the woods? Or you mean, like, what, do you live in a cabin out there?
17 acres of wetland.
Okay, all right. And so do you not have running water or a bathroom in your own home?
No, I do. I'm just lazy.
I'm not against it. There was the old Don and Mike show. I remember his one thing, his wife would get mad at him because he explained how his house was set up. And this guy made bank back in the day. So he said, look, I got a really big house. And the one thing I really wanted for myself was, like, the ultimate lazy boy chair, a man after Mike Hawk's own heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got his TV, he's got his lazy boy, but he pointed out that it was right next to the door to the balcony. So even though they have a very nice bathroom, he would just open the balcony door, but it's up on the second level, and he'd pee over the railing. He's like, look, it's my yard. There's no chance neighbors can see. I got trees, all this stuff, right? But his wife was getting pissed because she pointed out one thing, because he generally did it at night. She pointed out, she said, look at the lawn. And again, He's making money. He has a well-kept lawn. He's like, my lawn is green. My wife's flower beds are gorgeous. The trees are blooming. And directly under my balcony is this brown-ass dead grass spot.
Yeah.
And that's how, because it sounded like he was telling his wife that he was peeing off the balcony. She finally pieced it together. I think she called him like Honey Bear or something. But it was like, Boo-Boo Bear, are you peeing off the balcony? Nah, baby, no, no, no. You told me to stop doing that. Of course I didn't do that. She's like, why is there this brown spot? Like, okay. And then apparently his son started doing it too. And this just did not work out well for him.
Yeah, I mean, they could tell.
Mm-hmm. What's the worst thing you guys have ever stepped on?
Like anyone. Actually, you know what the worst was? The one that made me the angriest. Like, I've stepped on slugs, that kind of thing. I've stepped on sharp things, and I understand that. But it was the summer. This is like 30 years ago. Take my dog out for the normal walk. Dog takes a dump. I'm reaching in my pocket to get the bag out of the back. I'm wearing flip-flops and somehow, just not thinking, like, raked my foot through it. So I didn't, like, step on it. Somehow I got my foot under it.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized my foot is just covered in soft-ass dog poop, man. But I have to walk all the way home, and I'm just so angry. And, like, I'm angry at the dog. It's not the dog's fault, but that is the most vivid that I remember.
Yeah, dog poop in a bare foot's the worst.
I've had a nail come up through my shoe. I had to go get a shot and all that stuff. That was not the worst thing I've ever stepped on. The worst thing I ever stepped on was barbecuing one night.
Right.
I was going back down to get everything. I'm already done. I've been out there for 45 minutes. Things are ready to go. I've got my plate. I'm going down to get everything. It's just turning into dusk. I don't have my shoes on. I walk down, and I split a slug, squished it underneath my heel. And, I mean, when I say this thing popped underneath my foot, it popped. And it was just the feeling of what had happened and the sliminess, and then I could feel the difference between the sliminess and the goo of the slug's insides being shot out all over the bottom of my foot.
There should be no difference in the
also,
feeling of slime and goo.
Keep in mind, I had already gotten the meat on the plate, and I'm walking back in when I do this. And so I have a plate of meat, like, you know, I'm
and
holding it.
A foot full of slug.
And now I've got a foot full of slug, and it was just the worst feeling. I mean, hell, I'd rather set on a chart of glass. Because I know what that is. Like, the slug was just, I mean, it was like, oh, God. And then I had to go wipe the damn thing off. It was terrible.
Yeah, I've stepped on slugs, poop.
Would you rather step on a slug or a snail? Because with a snail, you hear the crunch, and there's something just so much worse.
Well, slugs don't smell that bad. The reason we asked, what did you step on? A woman was bitten by an alligator in Palm Beach County on Thursday morning. According to Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, the attack happened at about 10:45 inside a wildlife refuge. The agency said that one Miranda Christian was the victim. 31-year-old Kelsey Pollock and his employee with the South Florida Water Management District. She basically said this. They were doing some research on a site on Tree Island, and she accidentally stepped on a gator because she thought it was a log.
Oh.
When she stepped up with the first leg, the alligator didn't do anything. When she put her second leg on top of the gator to take another step, the reptile turned around and bit her on the leg. She had waders on, which did protect her. She suffered bruises and cuts, but is otherwise okay. She mistook a log as an alligator for a log.
And she works for the conservation.
She works out there in the wildlife.
Seems like she should know the difference.
That's all I'm saying.
Random question, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as my categories coming up. Are you nice or mean? And potatoes, that's on the way right after emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
And we got some comments on a random question.
Yeah, you brought one of the questions you asked was, what did you step on? And you told your story stepping on the slug. I had the dog poop. Regarding the slug, someone says, who was that talking about stepping on a slug? F you for almost making me throw up in my car with that disgusting graphic description. It was graphic, but hey, man, slugs are slugs.
Step on one. It's terrible.
Hashtag slug stuff.
I was roofing, jumped off the roof into the back of the work truck that was filled with the shingles that we just removed. And I landed on a nail and had to have a shot between my toes, and they cut out the hole of the nail they made with a scalpel. This one said, this is terrible. This is terrible. I'll save that one for last. Let's see. I was about 11 when my older brother put super glue on the linoleum floor. Then he called me over to step on it. To free myself, I ripped a good quarter-sized patch of skin when I pulled. The patch of skin stayed on the floor until the flooring was cut out a while later.
Don't forget the one thing we all step on that makes you feel awful.
What?
A dog paw.
Man, I did that yesterday. I didn't realize the dog was me. Because the dog's never quiet. She's never still. Somehow, where I thought she was not. I'm talking to my son. I took a step backwards and realized I'm stepping on a dog. Yep. And the look of hurt in her face. And I'm like, come on, don't oversell it, man. You know it was an accident. But this one, this is the worst. My wife accidentally stepped on a kitten once and killed it.
Oh.
She was very sad, and it was a sad day.
I bet it was.
That is horrible, man.
Yeah, well, because your wife killed a kitten.
Yes.
Moving on to the birthday emails, guys. My nephew Jake is 6 years old. Can Coach Ted give him a pep talk about starting elementary school, please?
All right, son, you're turning six. Elementary school's coming up. So let me tell you one thing. Enjoy recess. A few years from now, recess will be gone from your life forever. You're going to miss it. So you get out there, you enjoy recess, and when they say Red Rover, Red Rover, you go over.
And don't blow recess. Do not blow recess. Last year, I guess my son was involved. Whatever happens, happens. They do military style. Like, look, kids, all of you are responsible for not doing blank or doing blank. If this happens, all of you lose recess duty.
Uh-oh.
It came down to him and another kid. This kid got mad. Teddy was going to throw the ball over the fence into the yard of the house there. They'd said, don't do that anymore. Do not do that. But this kid was mad. They didn't accidentally kick it over. This kid was mad. He was going to throw the ball. My son said, oh, no, you don't. It ended up in fisticuffs to prevent, because you cannot end recess for everyone. So my son became Batman. If Batman had to go to the principal and explain his actions and then get in trouble with Dad a little bit when he got home.
Not that much.
The story was sold to me a little different. When I found out what it was about, I'm like, and then do it again. You protect recess, man.
I can remember that kid, Jimmy, right now throwing a basketball over the court.
Right?
He couldn't get it back.
Exactly.
It's like a frisbee on a roof. Bitches, Janelle
these are the
is,
days of our like a frisbee on the roof. These are the days of our lives.
It's the football in the neighbor's yard. They call the cops.
Wiffle ball's not coming out of that tree, guys. Bitches, Janelle is 23 today. We'll see you at Red Festival. Tell her what the dirty Germans are going to do to her at Red Festival, please.
Yeah, for Red Festival, you will circle me a testicles.
Yeah, so you know, maybe you'll find out now what a special cream puff is about.
Yeah, very special.
Don't ask how it's made. It's like sausage.
Guys, Braden is a big fan of the show. He turns 27 years old today, so since he has a small penis, can you give him a, is your penis too small, and the bagel guy, please? Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
The penis is too small!
Shut your mouth!
My wife, Emily, 29. Can she get turtle wax and the dirty Germans talking about sexy redheaded nurses, please?
Uh-oh, look out.
Drop the beat.
Yeah, all nurses with redheads are absolutely sexy. And I would just say my head to be more purple.
Yeah, so you know, since I've been with these redheads before, they're already so filthy. But then you add in that it's a nurse? Ooh, you're going to need two pairs of scrubs.
Yeah.
Here's one that just came in. My son Declan is 5 today. Would love a little kid fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about Iron Man. That from Mom and Dad.
Fish sandwich!
Yeah, the reason they really call him Iron Man is that when he is Tony Stark, all of his clothes are perfectly pressed.
Yeah, so you know, as I heard, he's very hot at his core.
Guys, today my cousin Jake is 30 years old. Can he get a couple of shotgun blasts and thrill gets and the dirty Germans talking about what he should do when he gets lost in the woods? Thanks, guys. That from Jeremy.
Get! Get! Get!
Oh, no.
Yeah, like anything, when you are trapped in the woods, what you want to do is find all of the wood and surround yourself.
Yeah, last time I was stuck in the woods, I pulled out my own stick and just whittled with it.
Yeah, I just asked all of the gentlemen to get out of my way.
Yeah, so you don't want to know where the pine cones ends up, huh? Yeah.
Guys, my boss Mark is 35. He loves Disney for whatever reason, so can the Disney characters be dirty for him on his 35th birthday?
Well, guys, for your birthday, I don't know if we're going to be dirty for you down here in Disney World, but
If I float your boat, you can always watch me clean myself.
Good news. We got a new movie coming out. You can come over and rub my genie. You don't want to see what's coming out of that bottle.
What's a new movie?
Aladdin. Live action.
Again?
Oh, am I screwing that up?
No, they're redoing another
one. Did that already come out?
No, I didn't know.
It already came out on demand, and I heard old Thrill watching with his kids. And all he wanted to do was stick a fork in his eye and kill every character on there. But on some level, I guess there was a good message, but it's rated G. And the G's for steaming garbage. I hated that movie passionately. And frankly, you don't need to sing all the damn time.
It don't even bother me.
And Will Smith sucked.
The movie wasn't that good.
Terrible. It was terrible.
I heard there was carpet rides.
During the intermission with the right ladies.
Guys, my other half, Matt McDaniel, is absolutely in love with you guys. It's ridiculous, but it's cute. Could you please give him a friendly shout-out and tell him to get his head out of his you-know-where? You may be the only people on the face of this earth that he'll listen to. Thanks, guys. That from Ashley. So could the dirty Germans tell him to get his head out of his you-know-where?
Yeah, you need to move your head from there so that I can place my head there.
Yeah. You know, back in the days, this is what we used to call having your head in the caboose. Because it's out of there.
Yeah, caboose head.
Yeah, caboose head. Yeah, just smart as this.
Guys, I want to give a shout-out to my son, Justin, on his quarter century of a birthday. He'll be at his very first Red Festival and seeing you guys on Saturday.
Nice.
So I'm hoping that the dirty Germans can let him know what he's in for. Thanks, bitches. Sincerely, from Rachel, the best mom ever.
Yeah, this is what you need to know about your birthday. You were born on what we call the German no-no, because you were born on 9-9.
Yeah, what you'd expect to see is some of the greatest bands you've ever seen performing music, beverages, sausages, and maybe two Germans.
Yeah, are you bringing your mother? I will keep her company.
Yeah, we'll find out if she's the best mom or not.
Yeah, we will let you know.
Yeah, so your birthday depends on your mother's effort.
Yeah, say hello to your dark-skinned brother.
Guys, Suzanne is hitting the big 4-0. Can the dirty Germans tell her what she's getting tonight? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you are getting what I just said. You will get see no, because you're born a 9-9.
Yeah, if you're lucky, you just get 4-0s.
Yeah.
Alex, my brother from another mother, is 42. Can the dirty Germans talk about being a plumber? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, plumbers like to deal with stinky holes.
Yeah, and lace a pipe.
I am perfect. Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes, Miles, you talk about your belly button. These drains are a lot like that. So it's just the funk that comes out of them.
Yeah, it does not smell good, but you'll spend your time there.
Yeah, before you realize that you end up with a finger in there smelling this drain.
Guys, my dad, Derek, is turning the big 5-5 today. How about the dirty Germans telling him what he's getting from his birthday from Mom?
Yeah, you know what you are getting from your birthday for Mom. It's what she used to be when she was just your wife.
Yeah, so you ever go to church with your mom and see her genuflect? She's so silly like that.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Let's get a contestant on the line for your guess is as good as mine. We will take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA. Again, that's 844-999-OLA. Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up here in just a couple seconds. One extra email. Guys, this one's for you, Steve. It says, Thrill, you've stated on many occasions that you were homeless once.
Yeah, I just bragged to get the ladies.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. It is, in fact, true. I won't go through the whole story, but look, a series of very bad decisions. It was my own fault. There I was. Right? You're homeless and eventually got my way out of it. The best thing, I was working in restaurants at the time, and I will say this. If you are homeless now, stop listening to the show and get a job. But if you've ever been homeless, working at a restaurant's the best because at this point, I smelled bad, I looked like hell, I'm sleeping on a sidewalk, but I'm eating duck every night. It was the weirdest situation to be
well,
in, man.
Well, believe it or not, there are a lot of people out there who have been homeless that we know that you would never guess have been homeless.
Like celebrities.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Business Insider, they put together a list of celebrities and thought of this when the question came in as far as everybody has some highs and lows in their life.
Yeah, but they're making more money than
rags
me.
To riches stories. So you're rags to rags anyway.
Right.
Does living in a van count as homeless?
Yes.
Yeah.
It absolutely
All
does.
Right.
We start with director James Cameron. When he was writing The Terminator, he was, quote, barely making ends meet and living in his car.
Really?
All right.
Okay. Halle Berry. We all know Halle Berry. When she first moved to New York to become an actress at the age of 21, she ran out of money within 2 months, and her mother cut her off. During this period, she stayed in a homeless shelter for about 3 months.
I guarantee you, in my experience, she was the best-looking person who has ever been in a homeless shelter. Mm-hmm.
Celebrities who once were without a home. Dr. Phil.
Good.
Hey, when I was 12, I was homeless, living in a car in Kansas City with my father, who was interning as a psychologist.
I couldn't even afford my mustache.
His father was interning as a psychologist, but couldn't make enough meat. Ella Fitzgerald, you know her as a jazz singer, teenage runaway. She was arguably the best female jazz singer of all time. She was homeless. We all know about Jewel.
Oh, right, right, right.
She was living in her car and playing
couldn't
at coffee
afford
shops
dental work
up in Alaska and Canada. J-Lo, believe it or not, left her home when she had an argument with her mom over becoming a dancer.
I can believe that with her.
So J-Lo slept at the dance studio on a sofa in the back. I was homeless, but I told my mom this is what I have to do.
You know she ruined that sofa.
Mm-hmm. Steve Harvey lived in his car for 3 years in the 80s.
Damn.
And he'd wash up in hotel bathrooms, gas stations, or swimming pools.
I'm just going to use y'all's bathroom to clean up right quick.
Then we have local girl.
His mustache still had its own home.
Yeah. Hillary Swank, she lived in a car with her mom when she was a teenager while they saved up for an apartment in L.A. And one more, Drew Carey, once homeless in Vegas. He sold plasma for $40 and looked for spare change to buy boxed macaroni and cheese.
Wow.
Now he's the
now I feel even worse.
Of the Seattle
still knows
Sounders
the price FC. Of mac and cheese.
Yes, he does. All right, but y'all, it's time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant online. Then from there, we ask you to pick from a couple different categories. And then you get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. All right, Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Robin, he's on line four, and he says his name is Trevor, but I can't verify that. Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Trevor, here we go. Welcome to Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. You'll pick from one of two categories, and then from there you try to get as many right before three strikes, and you're out. It's pretty basic stuff here, Trevor. We've got potatoes, and the survey asked Americans their favorite way to eat potatoes. So what we have for you, the top 10 ways that Americans prefer their potatoes. Then we have the friendliest and rudest states in America in 2019. A website called Big 7 Travel asked its readers to rank all 50 states according to how friendly people are there. So we have the 10 friendliest and the 10 not so friendly. So basically on this one, man, you've got three different categories to pick from. The friendliest states, the rudest states.
I'm going to go with potatoes.
You're going to go potatoes.
Potatoes.
All right. So, by the way, a new survey found that only 2% of Americans don't like potatoes. That would be that 98% of Americans like potatoes.
Right.
Which is a big number. However, they picked their favorite way to eat said potato. So, what we have for you today is America's top 10 favorite ways to eat potatoes. Your job here is to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. On Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. So, the world of potatoes, how do you think the people like to eat them?
I'm going to start with French fries.
Yep.
That's a great place to start, as French fries is number one with 24% of the vote. American wants to eat a potato. They prefer it 1/4 of the time to be in the French fry form.
Okay.
Potato chips, dude. You know potato chips have to be on there.
Hey, you know, I was thinking of potato chips. I'm going to go with hash browns first.
Okay.
Hash browns.
Save potato chips. I got
number five on the list.
All right.
5% of Americans love hash browns.
I love hash browns,
as
man.
Far as their favorite way. Not that they don't like hash browns.
This
is
right.
The favorite
specifically
way.
Their favorite.
Their
right,
favorite
right.
way
I
to
like
have a potato.
I like them shredded as opposed to the breakfast potato.
I agree.
All right.
Let's go with mashed.
Mashed. Trevor says mashed. Number three at 19%.
Really?
Yes. Trevor, so far you've gotten the number one French fries, number three mashed potatoes, number five hash browns. You've gotten 3 out of 10. 7 choices remain.
I just feel like if people love mashed potatoes that much, they'd eat them more than they do.
Yep. I love me some mashed potatoes.
But not so much that after the holidays I'm dying for them, right? Like they show up
If they were healthier, I'd eat them much more often.
I love mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Trevor, these are the favorite ways that Americans like their potatoes. What's your next guess?
Baked.
Baked potato number two.
Oh, yeah.
20% of you. There's nothing wrong with a great baked potato.
What do you put on?
Everything. I would put on butter, sour cream, chives, bacon cheddar cheese.
All right, we're tracking right there with you.
You know?
Yep.
chili's too far. All that other stuff is too
no,
much.
No, chili's fine, man.
Really? You like all that on
Oh, yeah.
I just prefer the basic.
If you don't have a whole stick of butter in your baked potato, you're doing it wrong.
All right, Trevor, you've gotten 4 out of 10. French fries, baked potatoes, mashed potatoes, hash browns. These are the 10 favorite ways Americans like their potatoes. What's your next guess?
Man. I'm running out of my ideas now. I kind of jumped on too quick.
It's potatoes.
Potato chips. Potato chips.
Number 8. With only 4% of the vote, believe it or not, Americans like hash browns better than they like potato chips. As
maybe
far as their favorite way to have a potato.
Maybe tater tots?
I think that's
Ooh. Ooh. I'm gonna go with that and go tater tots.
Tater tots number 6 at 5%. That is correct. All right, so far, you've gotten 6 out of 10. 4 remain with 3 strikes remaining. Trevor, we need another guess on America's favorite way to eat a potato.
Scallop?
No, America is correct. Scalloped potatoes suck, and it's not even in the top 10 because it sucks. It's the worst goddamn way to eat a potato. I'm right. Survey proves I'm right. People love potatoes. 2% of the population does not. Scalloped potatoes doesn't even make the top 15.
That's fine. That was a shot in the dark.
Okay.
Potatoes all gratin? Maybe potato skin?
Potato salad.
Right? Oh, potato salad. Good call.
All right, Trevor.
Yeah, let's go potato salad.
Potato salad is number 7. 5% also approve as their favorite way to eat a potato. You're on a roll here, buddy. You've got 7 out of 10. Trevor, 1 strike so far. There are 3 possible other ways to prepare a potato that Americans love.
Man, I don't know. I'm losing it.
Well, look, there's a million ways to do it. It's just whether or not you think it's going to be in the top 10, right? So,
right, exactly.
Scalloped was a bad guess because I'm not saying that Miles is right. I just know it's probably not everyone's favorite. So even like potatoes au gratin that I do really like, not my favorite.
It's kind of scalloped potatoes when you're going there, too.
Is there different types of French fried potatoes on this list? Or just
You've got those covered basically with the tots and the French fries. So you don't have to worry about it into a deep fryer.
Does this count sweet potatoes or just potatoes?
Just potatoes.
Just potatoes. Man, I don't know. What does the peanut gallery say?
I don't know, maybe potato skins? I'm just trying to think of the versions of potatoes I see most.
Potato skins are strong because they put them on restaurant menus everywhere. Okay. That tells you they're in demand.
Now, this probably be wrong, but what about vodka?
Potato vodka? No, that's not one of the ways that Americans love their potatoes.
It's I love
two
where
strikes
your head is
now,
at.
Trevor. 3 remain. Come on, we need you to get a good guess. You're on your guess as good as mine. We're running out of time.
Potato soup?
I know. I'm, drawing a blank here.
There's potato soup, the potato salad, we already said, au gratin, potato skins, we already said tater tots.
All right. Yeah, let's go potato skins.
Potato skins number 10. You've gotten 8 out of 10. Trevor, we need 1 more correct answer from you before we get the whole thing done here. Actually, 2.
Oh, man. Terrell, what were you saying, though? Gratin potatoes?
But there's also twice baked.
Oh. Yeah, let's go twice baked.
Trevor, unfortunately, that is your 3rd strike, but you did a great job. You got 8 out of 10. Coming in at number 10, potato skins. At number 9, potato pancakes or latkes.
Huh, okay.
At number 8, potato chips. 7, potato salad. 6, tater tots. 5, hash browns. At number 4, which Trevor missed, roasted potatoes.
Followed
by your top 3, mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, and french fries. There you go, as far as how America loves their potatoes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
In 4 minutes, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day, but first...
And now... The Men's Room presents Men's Room Rules.
Complete list of rules that you made throughout the years available at mensroomlive.com. They're all nice and categorized up there. We've got them all sectioned out, and you've done a lot of contributions to that list in the last 15 or so years. And every once in a while, we take a little time and see if we can put some new laws into effect. And we start with this one, and it comes from Eric. And the subject here is guns.
Okay.
He says, guys, men's room rules, I always make sure to clear firearms. I have a rule not to ever hand someone a loaded firearm. People don't think, so I always clear them first. Take a course so you won't shoot holes in your plumbing.
Look,
he's right. I want to say I, but also...
But you're not. You're not going to say I.
Well, no. It's what? A gun safety class. You don't have a gun. Go take it. You don't need us. If we have to make gun rules for you, something's amiss.
I think that we should still jump on there.
All right, I.
Okay, all right, I
think
pass.
About all the rules we have. We shouldn't have to tell you any of them, but then we do.
And just remember, it's always loaded, and don't point it at anything you don't want to shoot.
And please don't take it out of a party, throw a bunch of people around. We just, that's not what we want to look
at. It always ends poorly.
Yeah, it really, everyone will leave. Okay, we move on. Should and that we? One passes. This comes from our buddy Robert, and it's on the subject of men's room rules, Article 1, bathroom etiquette. Guys, I read over the sections, and this is not in there, so I propose this. While dropping a deuce in a public restaurant, no man shall omit oral outbursts of his progress. No heavy sighs, grunts, groans, heavy breathing, panting, praying, or jeebus, or any other verbal utterances shall be allowed. No other man wants to mentally visualize what you're doing in there, nor have to think about your poop. Take your dump in peace. Shut the hell up. That from Robert.
I have to say nay, because anytime you're making all those noises are necessary.
I agree 100% nay. Sometimes, maybe I'm sick.
Right. Like,
get out of there, poo. Get out.
I don't do all that.
But, if you have a potential rule, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject men's room rules, and we'll see if we can put some of those into law. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast the staff of the Stade de France, or the Stadium of France. Now, over the weekend, they hosted the European Soccer Championship qualifier between host France and visiting Albania. As is tradition, both countries' national anthems are played before the game, except that instead of playing the Albanian national anthem, the folks at the Stadium of France played the national anthem of Andorra. Well, naturally, Albanian fans, players, coaches, they're visibly offended. But the coach of the French team, he managed to smooth things over while everyone waited about 10 minutes for the Albanian national anthem to be played. Then, when the correct anthem was about to play, the stadium announcer publicly apologized to the Armenian fans and called on the French fans to respect the Armenian national anthem. Again, they're playing for Albania. And just to make it worse, they lost 4-0. No, 4-1.
The French did?
No.
No, oh, the Albanians. Okay.
All right. So that the Albanians are there. They played the national anthem of Andorra. So the people in the stands are pissed. Coach is pissed. The players are kind of smiling. They understand the mistake. Still a little offended. The French coach, classy, went over. Not intentional. Anyway, then the public announcer had to come in and talk about the Armenians. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.